Attention, Mason 1 citizens. Please welcome former Level 5 Senator Nigel Stevenson. Renowned scientist and Library of Congress Ambassador Carolyn Edison. Mason 1 CEO Edward Mason. And the recently returned from Earth, Nikola Tesla.
Thank you, Alice.
It is my pleasure, Eddie.
Yes, well, I, along with most of the other human citizens here today, are most grateful for your advanced programming. I'm sure we can all say that without you, Alice, we'd all be dead now.
Speaking of being dead, Eddie, I would like to lead us off in a moment of silence for all the lives that have been lost to us in the past few weeks.
Thank you, Nigel. Mason 1 is in debt to you for the leadership you provided in my family's absence, and to be able to exhibit such valor after the loss of your son and my friend, Emmett. Truly astounding.
Gentlemen, this is all well and good, but in order to adhere to the schedule that you both agreed to, I must insist that we skip with the pleasantries and press forward with the reasons we've gathered the last of the Mason 1 citizens.
I see no reason to lose our civility in spite of the odds that we currently face.
This has nothing to do with civility, Mr. Stevenson.
All right, now far be it from me to agree with an Edison, but she and I have much larger fish to fry and apparently a very limited amount of time to complete our projects.
Yes, Tess, you're right. Citizens, we've gathered you together for the purpose of transparency. If we're to endure, we must stick together.
Transparency? Everything we've ever known was a lie fabricated by your family!
You wouldn't even be alive if it weren't for my family!
Now, Eddie, that's no way to speak to a citizen of Mason 1.
Of course. I apologize. My body is under just as much stress as yours, and you probably can't imagine how taxing it has become.
Citizens, you've all come to expect and require a certain level of pampering. My time on Earth running the Library of Congress has taught me that if any of you are going to not just survive, but thrive on Earth, you're going to have to get real about your expectations.
Yes, and I've spent my fair share of life cycles on Earth, and while our point may seem a hardship to you, please realize that sacrifices must be made.
Fellow citizens, we have all lost so much already, and it will be months before the Mars colonies are capable of welcoming us with enough resources to ensure our survival. It's for this reason we're asking you to, effective immediately, abstain from an afternoon meal packet.
What? We've already given up our morning meal packet. This is impossible.
Now I assure you that it is not impossible. Since my return, I've only taken a meal packet once per day. Alice, you can vouch for that, can't you?
Of course, Eddie. Edward Mason's nutritional journal indicates that he has only taken one meal per day since his return, excluding his first 24 hours when he refused any meal packets.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good, Eddie, but you can't expect everyone here to be able to exist on less than 1,000 calories per day, not for an extended period of time, at least. You see, the average human body just won't live that long.
And no one is expected to adhere to this regimen day in and day out. But those that choose to help us with other tasks will not only help us guarantee our survival for years to come,
What? I was told that this meeting was for the sole purpose of encouraging citizens to reduce their meal packet consumption. What the hell are you getting at, Edison?
God damn it. It's getting closer.
Now's not the time, Eddie.
Not the time for what?
There's never going to be a right time, Tess. They deserve to know.
Deserve to know what? You said before that the vibrations were just the HVAC. What's going on?
Okay. When I returned, I was informed that an entity that was nearly beyond our range of sight was speeding towards us and the Earth. It's Azathoth. He's not a myth or a legend, and he's definitely making his way towards us. Alice, please show us the current position of Azathoth in relation to Mason 1. Now please, don't be alarmed.
We're doomed. We're fucking doomed. We are fucking doomed!
Nigel! Please, control your emotions.
Control my emotions? Caroline, we're dead. Do you not get that? Have you not read the stories? There will be nothing left of us, or Mars, or Earth. Azathoth will come and devour us and—
That's enough, Nigel!
Nigel!
Look, I realize that you're all in a state of shock. I was too.
The important thing to remember is that I have a plan. There is evidence that the man Jack has stumbled his way onto creating a box that will allow all of us to enter another place in space and time.
A what?
There's no evidence of this, Eddie.
There's plenty of evidence, Tess. You've hidden Jack's whereabouts from the Library of Congress for decades.
Oh, I haven't hidden anything from the LOC. You can't find a man that doesn't want to be found. And you sure as hell can't find a servant of Cthulhu that doesn't
Attention.
Want to be found.
Incoming transmission from LOC headquarters, Chicago.
LOC operator. This is Jack Thompson.
Jack Thompson. This is Lieutenant Jones.
I forget.
We've never had the honor, sir.
Well, you may get that look. Ellen, with my companions. And there are some very crazy things going on. I'm gonna need an extraction team. You guys need to come armed. There's some I've never seen before.
Okay, well, we'll get some of our best teams out to you. Jack.
You keep them in radio contact with me, what?
Look, I realize you think you have a really big dick in this organization, but you've been gone a long time. Things are not so good here, and I would stay off of the radio.
If you guys don't get out here quick... For everybody. I'm not talking about the LOC. I'm not talking about this shitty... What's left of the planet. Savvy?
End of transmission.
Find this fucking Jones location!
Me. Based on this transmission, I am unable to determine Jack Thompson's exact location. There is too much satellite interference from the southern United States.
Thank
Further
God.
Data will be needed to proceed.
Of course. We get this close, and we're still just as fucking far away as we've ever been.
It's fine. We'll send Eric and Officer 13 after him.
Eric is nowhere near ready to go after Jack.
Well, then make him ready, Tess. Isn't that why we brought you and your mysterious assistant here in the first place? Eric is also the last person to have seen my son. He knows where Emmett is, and I'll be damned if I'm going to jump worlds or whatever the hell you three are talking about without my only son.
Nigel, I don't give a fuck about your son. I barely give a fuck about you. You're a politician. You're a nobody. You're completely unnecessary.
For the record, fuck you.
I may be a woman now, Nigel, but you really shouldn't flatter yourself. I enjoy a man from time to time, but, like your son, I have a real affinity for pussy.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, in addition to all of us knowing just a little bit more about Nikola Tesla's sexual preferences, there are actually pressing matters that need to be addressed. Edward?
We need the man Jack. Tess is right. Eric Miller, my friend and the man that kept all of us safe for centuries, just isn't up for the task at the moment. Eric was our best shot at tracking down Jack Thompson, and while his body is here, his mind simply has not returned.
and my assistant continues to work with him as we speak, in the hopes that he will regain some, if not all, of his memories.
In the meantime, citizens, the task of finding Jack now falls at your feet.
Our estimation is that we have less than 10 days before Azathoth reaches Mars. That's 10 days to find Jack, or his box, or both.
This is a fool's errand. You can't find Jack. He finds you. If he doesn't want to be found, well then you
yes,
just should...
Yes, the odds are against us, but they have always been against us.
And now more than ever, we need your will to endure. Look at your left hands. Each tally represents your desire to live. Mason 1 citizens, you have never been satisfied with an ordinary existence. Help me find this powerful device so that we can have our chance at peace.
Look, I want to be clear. I don't think any of you can do this. Mary Mason searched for Jack Thompson for years with no luck, and her consciousness may be uploading to the Mason 1 server, but unless some part of her is still living somewhere, which I'm sure it's not, we're not only no closer, we're further away from Jack than we've ever been.
And with that being said, I have worked tirelessly repairing 3 one-person ships to be taken scouting to Earth.
And I've been working on restoring your in-ear communicators. These should be operational in the next 3 to 4 hours.
For the first time, you will all have the resources that my mother had in her search for Jack Thompson and his box. We have less than 10 days to find him, detain him, and convince him to let us use his device.
Excuse me, Eddie. If we're looking for Jack, please allow a father this one thing.
Go on.
Alice, please show my son. This is my son, Emmett. He was kidnapped by a low-life merchant. He heroically left the Mason facility on Earth with Eric Miller, and was soon after kidnapped by who knows what. If you find him in your search, please let us know. I just want him returned safely to me. He was never perfect, but he was a compassionate, tender, and just all-around good guy.
Right. Citizens, we have enough food for a week. If you see something suspicious, report it. Your data pads will give you the appropriate ways to report any findings.
Alice and I will be scanning inboxes for voice, text, and video messages.
There's no time to lose. Report to your appointed representatives for further instructions.